And yesterday, I visited a pot shop.
This is illegal.
It is legal here in the state of California. Now, I've got a very limited history with marijuana. I tried it a couple of times in college, smoking it, and it never did anything for me. Plus, I've never understood why any human would want to suck smoke into their body. It just doesn't seem like an enjoyable process, but I know a lot of people look at me and they don't see that going out and riding your bike for a long distance is enjoyable. So I get it. Everybody's got whatever floats their boat.
Just don't inhale.
Well, they don't want the smoke. They want that good feel. They want to have that good.
But I'm talking about like cigarettes in general. Yeah. They don't want the smoke, but they want the nicotine fix or whatever. I just don't get that process. Anyway.
That's good.
That's good process.
Many, many years ago, 15 years ago, I took a trip to Amsterdam, and for the first time, I experienced edibles. And it was a really bad experience. I ate way too much of this brownie. It was way too strong. And I was tripping balls for 10 hours. And I hated every second of it. I wanted it to end. So then many years later, I tried it again in Colorado when it became legal there. And I took a very small dose, but once again, I was tripping balls for a very long time, and I hated every second of it. So now we're in California, and I thought, well, I'm going to go to one of these pot shops just because I think it would make a good segment for the program.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up the best pot shops, the most reputable ones around us, and there was one that was highly recommended in Oxnard. So after the show yesterday, I drove down there. And it was hidden in this strip mall. And I pull into the strip mall, and it's in the very back in a weird corner of the strip mall. And I park, and I get out, and I walk up to it, and I see two shops. And one is called From the Earth, and that's the one that I wanted to go to.
Very innocent.
The other one was called Skunk Masters.
Oh, my God.
And it looked real evil.
It's like a show on A&E.
It's just your opinion.
Just my opinion.
Yes.
But I had the two to choose from, and I felt like From the Earth seemed to be a much more wholesome place than Skunk Masters.
I think they were going for two different crowds here. Probably owned by the same people, and they just had the two outlets to appeal to your sensibilities.
But I was immediately confused, and I thought, well, maybe From the Earth is for medicinal only, and maybe it's just the oils, and I need to go to Skunk Masters for the hard stuff.
Skunk Masters!
So I walk into From the Earth, and there's the waiting area and a locked door before you can get back into where they sell the pot. And you walk up to the receptionist, and there's a heavily armed guard standing behind her. And he's, like, straddling the reception area and the shopping area.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a vest on, he is heavily armed, and he's staring me down. So I walk up to the receptionist, and I'm such a newbie at this, and I said,
yes, I'd like to take some of your pot.
I said, is this for medicinal only or prescription only? And I stumbled through that.
Because you're so nervous.
I'm so nervous.
But you're wanting to appear completely comfortable and cool.
Right.
Or is it for have take?
Right.
I just, you know, I do pot all the time, and I just wanted to have take something, you know.
And she goes, no, this is for both. And I said, okay. She goes, can I see your ID, please? And I do remember this from visiting the dispensary in Colorado. You got to give them your ID.
Mm.
And I guess that's because, like, when you're buying liquor, there's a minimum age. Or is that because the government likes to track your purchases? I don't know.
I bet you it's both.
Maybe
both. I bet you they know who buys.
So I give her the ID. She scans it. And then she says, okay, just have a seat. And somebody, she says, have a seat and you're bud tender will be right with you.
Yes!
Not my bartender, my bud tender.
I've always wanted a butt tender.
Bud.
Oh, okay.
So I go out and I walk around the waiting room for a minute, and then out comes my bud tender, Forrest.
Forrest?
And Forrest is exactly as you would picture. He is 6 feet tall. He weighs 110 pounds. He's wearing an oversized flannel shirt,
right.
Really long hair, parted down the middle.
Kick ass.
And he's very friendly, but a little out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on back, man. Boom. So we go back, and he says, what are you looking for today? And I said, well, I've had a couple of really bad experiences with edibles, so I want something that's tame. I just want something that's going to give me a chill buzz for a couple of hours. Okay.
Right.
Let me show you. Let me show you our chocolates and our gummy bears. So he takes me over to that counter, and he explains the different strains, and I tell him exactly what I'm looking for, that I don't want to be tripping balls again. And he says, well, with the chocolates, it's going to be a little stronger. With the gummy bears, it's going to be a little more chill. And I said, so does it, it matters how they're cooked? That's an excellent question. Yes.
Wow, that question is blowing my mind, man. God, that's a good question. Well, can you answer it?
Right. Yes, with the process with the gummy bears, we do this and this and this. And with the chocolates, it's going to be cooked with a little heavier stuff. And so you're going to get a little stronger high. So for you, I would recommend the gummy bears. And we have three different types. We have this type of gummy bear, which is really going to amp you up, man. We have this type of gummy bear, which is almost going to put you to sleep. And then we have what I would recommend for you, and that's what we call the hybrid. That's a little bit of both.
Oh, that's what hybrid is.
It's amped up and want to go to sleep.
I'm going to be laying in bed and can't sleep because my mind is racing. Oh, good.
So I said, okay, give me the hybrid. And he goes, all right, this comes in a pack of 10 gummy bears, and each are 10 milligrams. We can't sell more than 100 milligrams. And I said, 10 sounds like a little much. He goes, just bite the 10 in half. And I said, that doesn't sound like an exact science.
Yeah, the dosaging here needs to...
So I said, okay, give me that. So he said, okay, that'll be $26. And I said, do you take credit card? And he said, we do, man. But there's a 6% surcharge on any credit card purchase.
Hello.
So I would... Hello, surcharge.
Jeez.
So I'd recommend cash. So I said, okay. So I give him $26 in cash. And then...
He puts it in his pocket.
Right.
See you, man.
He walked out with you.
I make my big mistake. I pull out my phone and my Cowboys credential, my training camp credential, and I said, because I want to get some audio for the program, because we're a radio show, I said, by the way, would you mind doing a quick interview with me?
Dude.
You would have thought I pulled out an AK-47.
Everybody went scattering.
The security guard puts his hand on his gun and starts walking over to us. Oh, Forrest backs up and goes, no, man, no.
Put that away.
He had a worse reaction than Garrett had when you asked him for an interview.
Oh, yeah, Jason Garrett.
Mm-hmm. And I said, well, no. Okay, it's fine. It's cool. I don't need to put the phone away.
I'm putting the phone away, man.
Everybody stand down. I'm not... They freaked out.
Yeah.
So an interview was not going to happen. Forrest was not interviewed. The security guard was not interested. So I put everything back in my pockets quickly. And I walk out. And I'm later told, when I was telling somebody about this, they said, did you tip your bud tender? And I said,
oh, no.
No.
Like and a bartender.
I think in the melee... I didn't notice the tip jar, and yeah, it's like a bartender. You're supposed to tip your bud tender, and I didn't, so I feel bad.
Because.
So now I've got this package of gummy bears, and I don't want to take them on any evening that's a work night, because I'm afraid that I'm going to be affected for the program the next morning. But we leave on Friday, so now I don't know what to do with this, and my only idea was this. My idea was for, let's say, Friday's show, all three of us take a gummy bear at the start of the show.
Right. It's legal here.
It's extremely legal here. And I'm telling you that if we did that and we promoted that, I am here to tell you.
That would
be the highest rated Musers show of all time, would it not?
Maybe.
I mean, guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
If word spread that they're going to take a gummy bear to start the show for 4.5 hours...
Yeah. Getting stoned into the weekend.
Who knows what kind of radio we would produce. It may be our last show. We might get fired, but it would also be our highest rated show, guaranteed.
He's really talking about doing this.
So
it's legal, and it's a public service.
I just like to get stuff.
And it's a public service.
So I want you guys to think about that, because I don't know what else to do with them, because okay. You can't fly back with them. I can't transport a controlled substance across state lines, can I?
You can fly out with them.
I can?
I think they will let you fly out with them. They don't care if you fly out with them, but now getting back into some other airport, they don't search you there either.
I don't want to get thrown in the pokey, though.
Right.
I don't think you will.
Even though I'd be able to handle myself in prison. I just don't want to be thrown.
Yeah. All about that.
So are you willing to do it, George?
He said think about it.
No, I want to know, but I want a little table talk of whether you're willing to
do
it.
We got
to
go.
Gosh.
All right, you guys have a couple days to think about it, and we have a couple days to hear from the P1s whether or not they want to hear this show.
Yeah, I wonder what their answer will be. Gee, what? Yeah, 888-787-1310.
So that's Junior's trip to the pot shop. It was very interesting.
You got the attitude,
Jason Garrett is going to keep his gig. What's the minimum he has to do this year? We'll talk about that next.